Hi, it's me again. This is going to be, somewhat of a part two to the story I told in my other NSFW story time kind of audio. I don't know, I just thought like it was fun to, you know, like talk about some of my own experiences a bit, in terms of sexuality and stuff and figuring stuff out. And I got a lot of positive responses of people that really liked the story and really liked these kind of like personal but not really like kind of like anonymous but still kind of personal stories. I don't know, you guys really liked it, so yeah, I actually have a bunch of like experiences like that, and I'd like to share some in the future as well, in this format, kinda, and call it just my NSFW Storytime series. Oh boy. So yeah, like the first part was like about my gamer best friend. Well, he's not my best friend, he wasn't my best friend at the time, but still a good friend. And you know, like, if you missed that story, or that first part, I definitely recommend, going back to that audio and listening to that first, because a lot happened. But yeah, this is going to be the part two, or continuation of, like, what happened, between the two of us, especially the morning after, kinda. Yeah. I'm gonna do some actual ASMR triggers as well, to kind of like test out my new microphones in that way as well. I know they don't sound perfect yet, but I ordered some more equipment and software to really tweak them and get them to sound perfect. But for now, you have to do with the sounds they make now. Yeah, I got like my Nintendo Switch, I got like a bottle, I got a box, I got some tweezers, like a pair of tweezers. I'm gonna do some ASMR while I talk. So sit back and just listen to what happened next with that gamer friend of mine, because it's interesting. So, oh yeah, my neighbors are like doing something in their backyard. I don't know what, but there's a bunch of men doing stuff in the backyard, like working and stuff, and there might be some noise in the background. I'm sorry for that. But yeah, I'm gonna start using the tweezers, like this sound, while I talk. I hope the microphones pick it up right. They probably do. So yeah, I told you guys that like I slept over at his place, and that night was very fun. We didn't get too much sleep though, because we like kept being super excited about stuff. But in the end, we fell asleep in each other's arms. Well, I was Little Spoon, he was Big Spoon, and I kind of fell asleep in his arms. And that was the first time I actually did something like that. I had never like cuddled up to a boy before, like, let alone doing stuff with a boy before, especially like cuddling. And besides from all the NSFW things we did, like, I never slept with a boy like that, or with anyone actually. So yeah, that was super super new for me, and I just loved the feeling of like having someone cuddle me and wrap his arms around me. Like, it was more like he was holding his hands on my belly, like on my stomach, kind of pulling me in into his hips. It was very awesome. It's just the best feeling ever. Like whenever my boyfriend now does that, it's just the best feeling ever. But yeah, we kind of slept that way. The morning after was pretty interesting, because his parents both had to go to work and we didn't have any school. but I remember waking up and kind of enjoying the feeling of just laying there while he was still sleeping. But then his mom came in to tell us that she's going to work. But like, it was so awkward because she saw us cuddling like that and she was like, oh. And she just quietly left. Left us like, rest in peace. That was very, very cool of her in hindsight that she did that. Just not say anything about it. Just let us be. But yeah. After he woke up, I kind of flipped around and we talked like that. We were just naked, like except for our boxers. We were just laying in bed together under a blanket. And then we decided to get under the blanket, like, completely. Just, like, pull the blanket over us completely. So we had, like, a little tent thingy going on. It was very close, very intimate. And that was just a cool feeling of, you know, the spiciness and the steaminess. And just, it was very intimate and very exciting. Very exciting. So we actually kind of talked about what happened last night, about the touching, about the feeling, about me using my mouth on him, and we decided that we had a lot of fun, and we actually wanted to do more stuff, and try more things, and we decided to pull down our boxers again, so we were completely naked, under our blanket. It was very exciting, and like we got hard immediately, and he just decided to lay on top of me and kiss me a lot. So he pinned me down and kissed me, and our, you know, kind of touched, and he started stroking the both of us kind of, and it was just very, very intimate. And I kept being worried about his parents because I didn't know that they left for work. I was like asking, isn't your mom coming like in the room? And like, obviously she had before, but I didn't know she was actually going to work. And like, he said that everything was fine because his parents were both going to work. But then I got really worried about his older brother, but he was super cool. He was just in his room. I don't think he actually knew what was going on. I don't think he knew I was sleeping over, to be honest. But yeah, things got really exciting again, and we kind of, yeah, got each other off, and we just made a mess, like, on each other. Kind of, it was really hot, very intimate, and very cool. Like, from that point on, I thought I was fully gay, because, like, I liked it so much. Just, I don't know. The whole experience is just, if that's your first experience with a boy, you never want to look back after it, because it's so awesome. Just how free you both are. I don't know. Yeah. He actually asked me if I wanted to go a bit further. And I, like, had to tell him that I'd never done anything with a boy, and I don't know if I was a top or a bottom, or I knew those terms existed. But I didn't know what I was there, or like, what I felt most comfortable at. And he did know that he was more of a top, but he told me that if I wanted to, I could top him, and he would be bottom if I really wanted to. But I was kind of, I didn't know, I really didn't know, because I don't have any experience, and like, obviously, about prepping and stuff and everything, I just didn't have any experience, and I don't think I had experience enough to really make up my mind if I wanted to go through with that. But in the end, I decided that I could top him. So we tried that. He pulled up a bottle of lube that he kept, but the thing was, it was silicone lube, and that's not really good to use with the guy. Like, with the girl, it's fine. But, like, you need to have a water-based lube if you want to do stuff with, like, a guy, and it really, you want it to, like, slide in and, like, feel really good and nice and smooth. But he didn't have that, so we used silicone and obviously a condom because, you know, like, we were really safe. We didn't know how anything worked, and, like, in hindsight, we could have just gone without a condom, but, like, safety first, always. And so, yeah, he pulled a condom on me, like, he like, wrapped my dick in a condom. Like, how do you say, he put a condom on me, and he kind of sat on top of me, but I don't know if he actually was prepped for it. I don't know, he might actually, because he knew a lot about, like, I don't think he had experience, but he definitely had a toy, that he experimented with, so he knew what he was doing, kind of, and, like, he, in hindsight, he's always been a top. I still know him, like, we don't talk that much anymore, but I still know him, and he's a full top. He's not even bisexual, he's just really gay and, like, full top, but, like, back then, he didn't know yet that much, and he let me top him, but that was very awkward, because I didn't know what to do, and, I don't know, like, in the end, actually nothing happened, because I just didn't feel it, so I wouldn't consider it my first time, because it never really went in. But I don't know, we decided that maybe we should just give it some time, and yeah, I really didn't feel that comfortable, because I didn't know anything about, like, sex, honestly. I didn't know anything, and I don't know, it was weird enough that I tried some stuff with a boy, and, like, I kind of didn't want to go, like, something was stopping me. I wanted to go further, but something was just stopping me, and didn't feel quite, like, right, and we just decided that it wasn't the time yet, so, I don't know, we just made out a bit more. He sat on my lap, and I remember, like, pulling him very close to me, and just, like, cuddling and making out a bit. And then he asked me if I wanted to try something else. And I was very curious, so I said, yeah, of course I want to try something else. And then he actually, like, went and sat on his knees. No, he laid down on his stomach, like, with his, like, butt in the air. And he told me that I could stroke it across him, but not go in, like, without a condom. So we used a lala loop, and I kind of laid on top of him, and, you know, I stroked, like, across, kind of. I don't know if there's a term for it, but I just, like, stroked his cheeks, kind of. It felt really, really nice, though. And yeah, so we did that, and he was very moany, kind of like me and my subby audios. He was, like, my biggest inspiration for my moans, I'd say. But yeah, he just kept moaning and stuff, and I don't know, it was very hard, and I really liked how I was able to make him feel. And I'd never done anything like that with anyone, and I was so surprised, like, I really believed that I was really doing something right, and I was really good at it, so I just stroked across, and he really liked it, and then he actually, like, stopped me, because he was about to come, purely from me doing that, and I told him that he could, you know, come on my belly, or come on my chest, so he sat on my lap again. And he kept stroking himself, like, grinding on my dick, kinda. He just kept grinding. There was still enough lube, and he kinda came all over my chest, and my stomach, and everywhere. Just my abs were just covered in his cum. And I thought that was really, really hot. And like we cleaned it up, but then he got upset because I didn't come. So this morning actually lasted for like 4 hours or something. It was like we woke up at 9 and we were done like about 12 or 1 like in the afternoon. It's really crazy. We really took our time to explore and feel and touch and just stroke every little detail in place and just everywhere, just having fun and stuff. And so he sat, like he laid down again, and I came and I stroked across him again, like with his cheeks, and then eventually I came all over his back, and he was really happy with that. He really liked that feeling, and I was really happy as well, because, like, you know. But yeah, that was kind of it. We cleaned ourselves up and we took a bath together, which was awesome. Like, we just had the whole day to ourselves, kind of, because his brother actually left. But yeah, we decided to go to the bathroom. We ran across his house like naked. We just didn't put on any underwear. So we actually just went up to the bathtub. Obviously, we both were still hard because, like, I don't know. I think it was just exciting, and yeah, we're still really hot, and we got in the bathtub, kind of clean ourselves, watch each other, and he actually massaged me a bit, and I did the same to him, and just we light up some candles, and stuff was just so exciting and actually really romantic if I think about it. But there was really no romance. We're just like friends with benefits, or just exploring some stuff. But yeah, like in the bathtub, we kind of did some stuff again. He actually sat on my lap again and he grinded again, but like in the bathtub. But we didn't come though. We already came like twice, like in 24 hours, no, like three times or something. So we didn't came again, but it was still really hot, really romantic, and with a lot of making out, kissing and stuff, and just, it was really tender, it was really spicy, the whole mood was just perfect. So yeah, that was kind of it. We just cuddled in the bathtub. I was little spoon in the bathtub most of the time when he wasn't sitting on my lap, and it was just really exciting because we tried like every position, everything, like cuddling and laying on top of each other and laying reversed, sitting on each other's laps, and kind of figuring out what we liked. It was really like fresh. It was new. It was exciting and new. And like, like, imagine if you don't really know that you like boys, and then all of a sudden you can do all of that stuff with like a friend. It's just so damn cool and so damn exciting, and your mind kind of races the whole way through. But yeah, then I had to go home, and like we texted a lot after that. And we actually did some webcam stuff as well, like FaceTime on our iPads, and we kind of did some stuff again. And yeah, that's kind of what happened the morning after. So yeah, I think I'm gonna end this part here. I didn't get to tap on my switch though, but I hope these other triggers were kind of enough. I hope you liked it. And I have a lot of these stories actually to tell, because like I kind of fooled around a lot with classmates and with guys and girl even, and I don't know, I just had a lot of fun like exploring and stuff. So yeah, I was really lucky to grow up with a lot of LGBT people in general. Like, I have a best friend that is bisexual, my best friend's girl, and she's bisexual, and I had like lesbian friends as well. Just grew up with a lot of fruity people, and kind of is nice. And I learned, like, they taught me a lot, and we had a lot of memories with each other, and I know how to kind of say it. We had a lot of support in each other, Yeah, my class has always been really fruity. A lot of people in my class were like really fruity, and I don't know, things just clicked, and I fooled around a lot with people. Always safe, of course. Like, if I didn't know for sure, used condoms and stuff, but I did a lot of exploring, and yeah, it's really fun, and I'm not that ashamed. Like, sometimes I think, like, holy shit, I was kind of a slut back then, but, like, I'm not really ashamed of it, because life's too short to not have these cool experiences. So, yeah, I have a lot more stories to tell you. I have a really, really exciting first-time story, where I actually bottom for the first time, also top for the first time, but that's another story. But I just have a lot of these stories to tell, actually. And I don't mind telling them, because they kind of help you guys, I think, because I had a lot of comments and messages privately saying, like, school, yeah, do you kind of share these stories, because we can really find ourselves in that, and really helps us relate to it and stuff. So yeah, I think I'm gonna do more of these, because it's really fun to kind of do, and it's fun to not, like, play a character, but just be myself and talk a bit, if you know what I mean. And of course, do triggers. But yeah, I hope you liked it. Let me know in the comments if I, you know, should make more of these kind of audios, or if you have, like, certain requests for me to talk about NSFW stuff, like my first time, or, you know, even what happened after with my gamer friend, because that's another story, but it's not really NSFW, but, well, it kind of is, but we ended up like having it. I'm not gonna tell it, because it's a part three story, but yeah. I hope you liked it. Have a nice day or night, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.